Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Good evening. Welcome to Girls Talk Wednesday. Tonight we have a special guest. For most of you all that know her, she follows around with Bikes Paparazzi at some of these racing events and Girls Bikes events. You will catch her posing on motorcycles and stuff. We won't quite let the kid out the headset, but what we're going to do is go on now and kind of put out there for us some bikes that we have, some bike events that's coming up in the near future. Starting off here, I think, in July, which is next weekend, you got the Horsepower Hustle race. I think a lot of people is talking about it. You also got the Texas Grill Fest race that's going to be taking place as well next week over there in Kennedale. And on July the 27th, the Dallas Raceway, we had a big Harley versus the import shootout, which we got the Nitro Harleys be taking on the Pro Mods and the top funny bikes and et cetera, basically imports versus the Jumper. So kind of wish everybody in the Texas area, if you don't have anything to do, to come on over and check that out. There would be a swimsuit contest as well, along with a beer belly contest. So lots of entertainment for the people. Also, in the month of August, we got the Hub City Grudge Fest, which is going to be a something like a bike and car grudge fest. No classes, just straight up grudge racing. Rico and Lynn, Big Red is kind of assisting putting that race together. So, that should be a good one. And also, August the 24th, we got the grudge race that's taking place over there at State Capitol. Which we'll probably be releasing some more information out on it August 8th. And also August the 31st, we got a race at the Rockingham. I think Dano has his grub fest going on. So, like, for lots of racing that's going to be taking place. So, kind of want to wish everyone that's in the area and don't have anything to do to go out and support your event. With that being said, we're going to move along in the show a little. Again, like I said, we got special guest Ms. Amy coming on the phone tonight to kind of come and talk about her little previous experience that she has with this girls racing and whatever, and let's see what she really has to say. So at this time here, we're going to go on and open up the line for Ms. Amy. Ms. Amy, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing great. So, yeah, I've been kind of checking out the pictures and stuff that you've been kind of blowing the websites up with your the portfolio or whatever. So how are you liking the bike scene here lately?
Oh, I love it. I truly love it. It's just a stepping stone. I'm looking to do a lot more with modeling. So I love bikes, so I figured I'll go ahead and give that a shot first just to get comfortable.
Okay. So now with your travels, and I'm not going to put you on the spot too much, would you say more racing is going on which way, on the East Coast way or down on the South? Which style of racing do you kind of prefer? Well, I shouldn't say prefer, but what do you enjoy? Yeah, I'm talking about as far as like going up there to the Piedmont races and stuff versus the races down in the South like Georgia and places like that?
Honestly, I love them all. I love the sport in general. So I love them all, honestly.
Okay. Okay. That's nice. Any big mo projects coming up for you? Any shoots or anything you want to kind of put out there?
I have a lot more pictures coming soon, a lot more posters coming soon. I also have a 12-month calendar for 2014 that, it has 12 of the top grudge bikes in the industry. And you can contact me, you know, if anybody wants their bike to be in the calendar, on my Facebook page at Amy Suen or my email address at amyrobinson14@aol.com. And,
okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we do welcome you on the radio tonight. Then, actually, we're going to see if we can take a few callers if they got any questions or anything they want to say to you. We're going to take a few minutes and open up the line here and let the people say. So people that's listening, if you want to ask Ms. Amy a question or if you just want to give a shout-out, whatever, press 1 now and we'll open up the mic and let you have the floor.
All right.
I think everybody's being shot here for now. well, any intentions on riding in the bikes, or you pretty much just want
to... No, I'm not brave enough to do that yet. I just want to model them for now.
I got you. I understand that.
Yes, I sing as well, so hopefully y'all will hear some music soon.
Okay, so you're going to be posting some on your Facebook page? Or?
Yes, I will. I'm also shooting a couple of videos to broadcast on World Star Hip Hop, so y'all can look forward to that as well. And that's pretty much it.
I understand that. Yeah, you're definitely going to have to upload something, man, and let the people hear you.
Okay, I will.
You got me kind of curious myself.
I know. I wish, I had a CD that I actually lost in my only copy, and I really hate that I lost it, but I will be putting out something soon, very soon.
Okay. All right. Well, we got our first caller of the night here. We're going to go on and open up the line here, 4784. Your line is open.
Yeah, Mark, I just wanted to let her know that I really have been enjoying her shows and her portfolio she's been putting out there. And keep up the good work. Hope I can get her to model one of my bikes.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I'll keep a lot of paying attention to you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, that was the first one.
Okay.
Normally,
keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, and I will. I definitely will, and you'll be seeing a lot more of me.
Okay.
Well, man,
hey, Mark, do I need
shop
to come down that way anytime soon?
Yeah, we may have to get you back over here, man. We'll have to see what Ms. Fleming's schedule look like. And see where we can go. I know she had a calendar or something out there.
They're trying to lock me down to stay here in Texas on the Memorial Day or this? What's the next holiday on August? End of August.
Is that Labor Day? I think September 4th, isn't it?
I think so. Well, the guys here is trying to lock me down for that, so
I'm
going to let you know that before anything else jump off. They've been calling me all this week, so I told them I'm going to stay here.
Okay.
If they want to match something with the purse.
Okay. We're going to have to find out something and definitely let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. This race that's coming up next week, man, the big horsepower hustler event. I know there's been a lot of talk on it. I know on a few bikes from down here in the South is planning on making that trip up there. I'm kind of hoping that this would definitely determine who has some of the baddest bikes in the game, kind of set the pace for the remaining of the year. I'll see where prices, and I made a post out there today as well, stating something about a few races they was trying to lock in, and like what I've been back out there to kind of check to see what was the status, but I think there's been a lot of talk, so I think a lot of people planning on going to that race. Anybody from up there on that end pretty much trying to get anything locked in or or not so much trying to lock, but for the racing period, I was going over in Texas this weekend, nothing?
No, they gave me a call the other night about said if I might want to come out to Kennedale Friday and make a couple of passes, so I'm not for sure. I might let Mr. Freeman ride my son's bike if he want to go make a couple of test passes. I need to get somebody to ride it.
Okay. I got you.
So trying to find another jockey that's not afraid of it. If he say he can handle it, then I'll let him stay with it.
Oh, okay. There's that. Well, we got another caller here. We're going to try to keep the lines open tonight. Not have
right.
One holding up, so we're going to go on and open up this guy. 9017. Your line is open.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, hey, they had found out who that G.I. Joe bike was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know that guy, I think he had said it on them about a couple of days, but I think that's HMI Racing bike.
Okay. Is this a new bike that's just coming out, or has this bike been out for a minute, or...?
No, I just know you, when you was asking about the bike, man, we had it known then. I just, from reading on TV,
right.
Somebody had, he might have came on there. See, I know I saw the name on there, so I said, that's the goddamn bike that Venture was talking about.
Right.
But I don't think they racing about it yet. I think it's going to be their first race at the, some shit they're supposed to be having on late this month.
Okay. That's right. That's up in Huntsville, isn't it?
Yeah,
okay. Have they completed the roll call? Because I know at one time they were saying that they were liking, I think, two bikes or something. They were looking for two more bikes to participate.
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
But I think the boys from North Carolina is supposed to be going. But I think they said something about it, but I don't know if they just really, you know.
So you think if they come down there and participate in it, you think everybody going to participate, or they want to bag out when they come down? I mean,
man,
if the league coming, it looked like a few of them said they were going to back out of it if they were, but I don't know.
They should have just. I think somebody came with them by the deadline. They should, everybody, I guess they should collect all the money, you know, before the deadline, before them boys even think about coming. That way, they bag out, they still lose. If they have it.
Do you think that would make more sense? Because if you wait to the day of to try to lock that in, and we see some people come in, and then I know what's going to end up happening. We tried that once before, too, and certain persons show up, and that just kept the spirit.
Yeah, that's all. When people playing shit and they don't go ahead playing, you know, they always going to kill the spirit. Like I said, I think they had somebody deadline on them, so I don't know how they gonna work it, I guess. If they don't get them other two guys or whoever they was trying to get to enter or whatnot, how they gonna work that too?
Well, I think they were saying something also that they would let a nitrous bike enter into it as well, so I don't know. I hope they meet the field though, because look like the camel's race is what take all the food and take all the BS out of racing. You know, you don't have no choice but to race. So I'm hoping that they can pull that together. Either two more all motorbikes step up to the plate and go on and fill the field up where they can go on and make that a success. I will say this about the August race down at State Capitol that gotten a few calls from some out of town guests. I'm not gonna call their names and stuff now until we get all the detailed stuff worked out of them coming. But I think that a lot of people is gonna be surprised of some of the bikes that may come down to State Capitol and on the 24th. So just we'll throw that much out there. And as more details come in, we will definitely pass it along to you. I know it's been mentioned and brought up to my attention too, is that they are looking into wanting to throw an all-motor gamblers race, four-bike maximum race down there as well. So that's something that that's going to be on the table as well. And as, like I said, more come in, we will be passing along. But before I kind of mention anything about the people that participate in the gamblers race, I would like to have all that locked in and stuff so you ain't no one bag out of it, because I think that has a lot to do with it as well. When people find out the names of the people that participate in it, and when they feel like they can't, you know, stand a chance and they want to bag out, so rather than do that, I think we're just going to let them all lock in, and once we get that, then we'll put the names out there so you don't have no choice but to go on and race in.
That's the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Because I think when you start putting names out there, you start scaring people off. Mm-hmm. Are you going to make the trip up next week, man, to the Horsepower Hustler race, or are you going to chill out for a while until later on?
Shit, I don't know. I was thinking about going up there. But I'm not for sure, but I'm probably going.
Okay.
Just wait till the end of the month. You know, if all go well with the bike, as far as testing it,
okay,
or whatever. I'm just going to go up there on testing Tuesday and bring it back home.
Okay. All right.
But that Horsepower Hustler race, that thing going to be packed, too. I think it's going to go down up there, too.
Right. I was looking at the map quest the other day, man. It was 958 miles, I think. Man, one way up there.
Damn.
And also, just to let everybody know, I will be having new posters available by next week as well.
Okay. So you will be up there as well to the Horsepower?
Yes, I will be at a lot of events, actually. Virginia, the 13th and 14th, the 7th, actually, this Sunday, so in Macon, I will also be there also. Huntsville, Alabama, at the end of the month. Well, maybe Huntsville, Alabama. I'm not quite sure yet. But I know
okay.
August 31st in Rockingham, I will be there. So be looking out for the new posters.
What they got in Macon this weekend?
John Mapp's event on the 7th.
Oh, okay.
Indeed. Man, who doing all this rain dancing, man? I know we have sunny weather over here, but they're predicting over here this weekend, man, nothing but rain. So I think that's all.
Yeah, supposed to be really dry.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be bad up to like late Saturday night, Sunday. Where I'm from.
Yeah, I know in Atlanta, it's at least been raining every single day.
And I guess we have you guys' web over here, and then you all have our web over there. And I guess it's going to flip-flop for next week. I think
mm-hmm.
they got rain here all next week. Anything else going on over there in Steele or Itmore in the West? No, pretty much the same old, same old.
Yeah, ain't too much much going on. Cause like, if it is, they probably going to cancel, man, because that rain going to be bad for the next couple of days.
Right. I see old Tootie that stepped back out in the scene, man. Has he got his bike ready to go, or?
I'm not sure. Just, you know, from hearing, from hearing him talk on them, it's close here. Like here, shit. If he don't get close, it should be sometime this month. I think he said he was going to that event also.
Okay. Talking about the Huffman horsepower. You talking about the one out in Huntsville?
Nah, the one down in Huntsville.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's.
Has anybody seen anything on Jeffro, or he still out, or is with his bike, or pretty much just everybody kind of laying low now, waiting on another big event to surface or something?
Man, I can't tell you. I mean, I don't know. Maybe hell. I don't know.
Yeah. I know it's been kind of quiet over here. Wondering where my Katrina camp at tonight, man. I know it's a big discussion with them around here, so I was hoping more Rico chime in tonight. I don't see him. I'm wondering who's going to be the next person to step up to try that bike.
Sure, Katrina. Katrina go to that event next week, next weekend and shit. That should have a problem in the race.
We got to call. We got one with 111 number. Your line is open.
I blocked my number for a reason. This is Custom Cuts.
What's going on?
Hi, Custom Cuts.
What's going on, Amy?
Oh, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I got something I want to ask you, but I'll wait till later on to ask you. You know, because I don't, you know, it's a bunch of haters on the line right now. And I don't want to put it out there like that, but I'll ask you a little later on.
Okay, we'll do that.
Now, Chris and Killzone, y'all notice I've been quiet for the last couple of weeks. And I just want to tell y'all that we've been in the lab. I'll be on the way to North Carolina this weekend to do some private testing with Caesar and all the bikes in the camp, a couple of pro mods we're going to be testing. But, yeah, we coming out hard this last part of the year. We're going to come out real hard. You know, it's really too hot. It's too rainy right now. So even if we do plan to go to a race, 9 times out of 10 it's probably gonna rain. It's the rainy season this time of the year. So we're gonna just, you know, take it, you know, take a step back into August, and we're gonna come out hard. We're gonna try to finish the season strong. And I did just purchase a little 2013 booster. And it's getting a little work done to it now, so it should be out in August too. So it'll be a stock wheel base, you know, a hand clutch bike. So, you know, just something to play around with. Cause these big bikes, man, we ain't getting no love around here. Ain't nobody really running. You got Head Buster Down, Eddie Kane. You know, they've been getting their head beat in. Dusty been doing this thing, but all these big bikes, they've been down. So really, these small bikes getting all the love.
Yeah, it looks like the man, as soon as you said that, we got several callers here. The light lit up.
You know they ain't gonna goddamn dial in.
I mean, wow, what did I say wrong?
I don't know, but we're gonna open up this
Amy,
line.
Amy, don't hang up that phone, Amy.
All right, 0655, man, your line is open.
I'm just listening, Chris.
Okay, okay. All right.
You know, I don't really want anybody to come on tonight and ask me what we're going to be testing at North Carolina. Just know that I will be in 910 error code this weekend. I'm taking off work Saturday. I'm leaving out Friday, so I will be in your state. North Carolina, I will be in your state Friday night and all day Saturday. I'm leaving out Sunday, so don't try to find me. I will be on 95 hit about home.
Hey, Cousin Cut, you and Tootie going to get it in sometime this year, ain't
If he paid a bill, at the shop. Now, I didn't want to get into this. I'm glad you went ahead and scratched the scab off of that one. Now, from what I was told, and this is what I was told, I heard his bike is ready. His bike is ready, but the bill is not paid. The bill is not paid. If I'm lying, I'm flying. I heard he's parked right behind Eddie Kane and Headbuster in the shop. His bike is ready. Tootie, pay your bill. If you need some money, bro, I got you. Just pay your bill. I'm dead serious about that. And I know somebody that know him on here listening. Tell him. It don't matter. He know what the deal is. There's a lot of guys that be at the trap, be holding up a big wad of money, but it don't belong to them. I bet what I can bet. But a lot of guys be flossing big chips, and they ain't got it like that.
Man, is that a rematch with you and Tootie this year if everything can...
If everything go down, Chris, you have my word. You have my word. I will run him. I will run Tootie. And you know what? All jokes aside, I get 205 another chance. I get ACP number another chance. They 0-2 against me. And I can't say they have never beaten me. I get them boys a chance? Sure I will. I give them a chance. I mean, come on. Let's come on with the question. What kind of question y'all want? Y'all want some answers at somebody else's camp? I know them too. You want to know why Katrina ain't out now? You want me to tell you?
Yeah, we want to know.
Y'all want to know? Okay. Well, let's put it like this. I think Lil Richard is still taking some time off. From what I was told, he's still taking some time off and get his thoughts together, which is only right. But them guys, they'll be out in a minute. Sometimes you got to go back to the drawing board, rethink everything that you have done. You know, so maybe that's what they're doing. Everybody taking a little time off now. Either it's too hot or it's too rainy. We can't, right now, Killzone, if I wanted to race right now, I couldn't because it's storming out here. You know, when we was in Hattiesburg, you know, it was raining all around the track, but it wasn't raining at the track. So it's always going to be something in the mix that's going to cause a little throw off to these races. Always. Sometimes you just got to show up and whatever happens, happens. But I will be in North Carolina. So I'm all I'm saying is watch the stick. Who calling somebody?
I don't know. Let's see.
Chris, is Amy still on?
Yes, I am.
Still on.
Okay, you hold that thought. You hold that thought. I got a bone to pick with you. And you know what I'm talking about.
What is it?
And man, you already know we're supposed to. Never mind. I'll see that later. we're supposed to link up and see. So now you just overlooked my little motorcycle.
No, I didn't. Don't put me on the spot like that. No, I did not.
Man, I'm like, okay, everybody else. But you know, it's cool. I didn't want my bike to be photographed like that anyway. Nick, when we do our photo shoot, you're gonna be in a business suit because it's corporate over here.
Oh,
it's
really?
Over
okay,
here.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah, I want you in a business suit. I mean, we're going to hide everything. I want people to think what's behind that suit.
Okay, then. I got you.
I'm dead serious. I want you corporate over here. we gonna do that. We gonna do that too in the wintertime. And I got the perfect race, October 12th, down in Valdosta.
Well, I'll see if I'm available. But you know, you gotta obey by my rules on that.
Hey, look here. We gonna bow down together. It don't matter. You know, you got to obey and I got to obey.
Okay.
You know, hey, I'm at the top of my game and you at the top of your game. So I mean, you know, I feel like I'm P. Diddy in this and you Rihanna. So you know, hey, we got to work together.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay. You gotta do a lot to sit on season now. You gotta do a lot. Business suit and a big smile.
Okay then. We'll see. Big smile. I got that down pat.
Uh oh. All righty then. Well, Kills on, when are you gonna be out? I missed that part of the show.
We ain't gonna be out.
Yeah.
It'll be this month, man. I was shooting for that event next week, but I'll be a little resting a little bit. I was gonna go to that event on August 3rd, just wait. But I'm just gonna if I go away, I'm just gonna go to Test and Tune date and pick it up and come back home.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. These cats after you, man. You got a big target on your back, and I'm gonna go ahead and tell you this. All jokes aside, I ain't trying to sugarcoat nothing. This is what kind of type of guy I am. If you need help, bro, if you need help battling any of these cats out here with these boosters, don't let nobody in the Dream Team back you down. You call me. If you can't handle no cats, you call me. I guarantee I knock every one of them in that camp out on Caesar. I guarantee you. So you can take your 1,000. You'll see me now. I'm willing to help you. I match whatever you bet in the pot against any 1,000 you run. But you do the same for me if I run one of the boys out the Dream Team. Because I got them cats covered. I got them covered all day. Me, you, Geronimo, and Louisiana. Man, come on, man. Come on. It's worldwide over here, bro. You need to come on and link up. You need to come on and link up. I'm telling you. And you ain't never heard nobody offer you that before. If you can't battle somebody, call me. And don't tell nobody I'm coming to the track. I'll roll up, get the job done, and roll out.
Man, we got some more calls here lit up. We're going to go on over up the line here, man. 3494. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris? Cuffin'
Hey, what's going on with
what's going on, my friend?
This your favorite fan, Mr. 750.
Oh, man. You've been extinct for a while, my friend.
Hey, man, I've been racing, winning, and, you know, trying to get to where y'all at, you know?
Okay, well, that's cool. What else going on? You going to be up there Sunday? I won't be there, but you going to be up there Sunday and make it?
Oh, got to, man. I got to go up there and try to win this money.
Okay. Well, you got your eye on the right prize.
Oh, yeah, man. I told you, I'm off the Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, okay. Okay. Well, it's good to hear from you. Are you trying to grudge anybody or are you just bracket racing?
Just bracket racing right now.
I'm in the process
of finna build me a bike. Then maybe I can get on y'all level and grudge race a couple guys.
Right. And for everybody out there that don't know Mr. 750, let me tell you something. When I first met this guy in Macon, he was on me more than my leather suit. Every time I turned around, there was Mr. 750. I turned around this place. There you go. He was there. I mean, I couldn't get rid of it. You know, so, I mean, hey, he's a true racer.
Got to, man. I mean, hey, got to learn from the best.
Hey, Cuff and Cut.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what day do, on the weekend, what day do,
What's the name of that track? That track you be testing down about your South Georgia Motorsport.
Friday, and I got a special connection with that track. I can possibly get it on Saturday, but if we link up and the money right, you know, we can throw a grand at them, and man, we can get that track to test whenever we want to. Now, I know
if I can get Predator one for more money, man, I told him I was gonna come to him, so.
Ronnie Brown, he gives like big old grudge races down here with cars and bikes. If I was you, all you gotta do is get on the website and look. But if not, on Friday night, once all this rain stops, oh man, that'd be the best time.
Yeah,
what is the weather like for Sunday?
They say it's 30%. But you know, that ain't nothing. I ain't trying to knock nobody race, but 30% ain't nothing. But in Macon, that 30% may be right over the track. And Chris already went through that before.
Well, let me see. What Friday night, it was like a 60% chance up at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And shoot, we still managed to get some racing out.
Yeah, I mean, unless I got to drive more than 4 or 5 hours, that's when I pay attention to the weather. But these tracks right here are local tracks. So they're like 45 minutes away. So I take a chance. It don't matter. If it say 60%, well, I ain't going to take a chance on that. But if it say 30%, I'll go.
I was about to turn around, man, but I'm glad it didn't. I came out on top, got me another trophy, like always.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why I went ahead and got this 2013 booster, so I can get on y'all level with the bracket racing, because it's been a long time since I left off the 500 tree, and you know, I just want to see if I still got it. You know, that's it. You know,
yeah, I'm trying to debate what I want a booster on 1,000. I'm not sure yet.
Well, you know, it's a big boy game out here in the deep water. Now you move up like that. Now it's a lot of sharks out here. Now
it might be a lot of sharks, but I ain't never seen it. I'm up for the challenge.
Okay.
You're not going to just hit a plate in front of me and not eat it.
Oh, okay. You talking like a true champ. Is Amy still on here?
Yes,
that's
I am.
That's who I want to meet.
Uh-oh.
Well, I will be in Macon July 7th.
Oh, I will be there.
Okay, I hope to see you, and I will have some new posters available. So.
Well, Custom Cuz ain't going to be there, though.
Oh, we ain't worried about TV. You going to show up no way.
Whoa. I ain't going to show up no way. Okay. I'm just going 9 hours for nothing up the road. You right here in Georgia. You got to get out of Georgia.
I don't live
now.
In Georgia.
Oh, where you live?
I'm in Alabama, man.
Oh, Alabama. Man, come on. I can step to Alabama right now. Come on, y'all know where. You in Georgia. Same thing. You in Georgia.
I'm pretty old, boy. Almost 4 hours from Twigs.
Oh, man. Well,
yeah, I drive. Anytime I come down, it's 3.5 to 4 hours.
Hey, you got a long ways, brother.
Hey, I'm dedicated. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but I won't be able to make it, son. I hope y'all do a lot of racing and a lot of photo shoots and eating barbecue
Thank
and all
you.
That stuff.
I also did want to mention that Bud Light Lime is scheduled to run the Predator again in Macon this Sunday and head up race Slick versus Street Tire. So, you know.
Hey, do you know who ran the Bud Light Lime bike?
Honestly, I don't. I do not.
I heard that race wasn't going to happen because Richard wasn't going to be there. That's what Predator told me when Monday. He said it wasn't going to happen because Richard wanted to be there. I mean, I'm just going by what he said. I can call him right now. I'm not lying. He said that race wasn't going to happen because Little Richard wasn't going to be there. And, but like,
well,
lying, man, somebody else ride the bike.
She can't get to the track at the end of the month.
Oh, now, I'm going to tell you something, Kills, on, like, the Predator bike stay, like, miles away from me. I mean, I'm pretty sure you're going to run your bike, but, you know, sometimes you got to let the mouse just find its way to the trap. If you keep talking about it and talking about it, the man's going to let you sit on that hill.
That's the thing. See, the only thing you got to see, it really don't matter to me if we ever race or if we do race. You see what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep talking about it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it don't really matter. You know, it is. You know, I got goddamn probably over 1,000 races. 1,000 people wanna race me.
Yeah. I mean, you do. But I think the race is gonna happen. Everybody's just waiting on you to get your bike back and, you know, just get out there. I know you're a race. Come on, I mean, I know you're a race. You know, I ain't got no problem saying that. I know you will race. I mean, do you race a little bit too much? No, I don't think so. Do you analyze what you do a lot at the track? No, I don't think so. But you will race. You will race. Because one thing I was upset with you about is that when you see a problem, which I can't really tell you that, because I was in Hattiesburg and I ran a bike which I know was tapping on the top end, and I went out there and just dropped all kind of valves. But in Twigs, you went back and you gave them another run, and you probably should have just threw in a towel and just said, okay, y'all got me, and came back like the next day and ran them.
Hey, maybe I should have had you there, cousin, because you remember I was working on that nitrous and shit when they kept leaking that day Phoenix City. And you told me, man, get out the shit. And I went on here and just left it alone.
Yeah. I said, man, just leave. I said, don't tag your bike up. I said, man, just you can race any time. That one little leak probably would have cost you your motor. Man, I'm telling you, I done went through it. So, I mean, you know, a lot of times you need that extra ear. Because I'm going to tell you, if I'm bending down trying to help you, I'm bending with you. I don't come to the track just to watch y'all run or watch another racer run. I'm bending with you. If I'm down there trying to help you, I done bet some money on you. And I'm betting, trying to bet in the pot. And it ain't no $20 or $30. Because I'm going to tell you, a man that bet $20 or $30, he can't even get around me at the track. I'm not even listening to you. If you ain't betting over $500, your opinion don't matter to me. And that's real. I went to Hattiesburg and lost, you know, an X amount of dollars on a race that I told the guy, look, I may not even make it down the track, but I'm a race. And I was the first grudge race on the street tie over there in Hattiesburg. The first one. It was only two grudge races that night that I knew about. That I actually saw me and another one.
Hey, shit. What I was about to say?
What'd
you say?
Hold that thought, man. We got two callers here. We're going to open up the line. 5051, your line is open.
What's up? What's up, Chris? It's Neil.
Hey, Neil, what's up?
Ain't shit.
Oh, okay.
Driving down the freeway.
I got you. Okay.
Trying to see what's going on in the drag racing world.
Okay. Well, not too much. I'm just trying to talk up some races. We got another caller. So hold for 1 second, Neil. Let me open up the other line. 7749. Your line is open.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Miss Bud Light Lime calling in.
How's it going?
Hey.
Just letting Justin Chess know that we will be there in Macon with the Run Predator. Heads up.
there you go. Now,
President told me, You know I'm listening in.
President told me Monday when he called me, he said, y'all may not race because y'all don't have a rider. I mean, that's what he's telling me. I don't know.
Fredo told you that. He must be scared.
Okay,
yeah, he called me. I mean, he called me out of the blue. I was cutting grass. He called me. He said he bought a new trailer and he wanted to go to that big old race up there upstate somewhere, that horsepower race. And then he said he got on y'all. And I said, well, who's going to ride their bike? He said, I don't know. He said, I don't know. I don't think they got a rider. I said, well, I said, good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, he don't need to worry about if we got a rider or not. All he need to do is show up. Because we going to be there. We in there. We going to that event and we going to the secret event.
Hey, Dustin.
Yes, sir.
That was you going to continue to ride that, that Geronimo bike, or you just riding for that that time?
You know what? Whenever those guys over there give me the opportunity to ride that bike, I'd be more than welcome to ride the bike. But I mean, it's their call. Whatever they want to do, I'm here. I'm ready. You know, I'm well groomed. I'm a skilled rider. I'm at the top of my game. I feel the best that I ever felt on a motorcycle, so I'm rich. So if those guys listen, you don't have to pay me nothing like some riders, Little Richard. You don't have to pay me nothing. I ride out with my own money.
So you trying to say we have to pay our riders too?
No. I didn't say Bud Light. I just said.
Oh.
Yeah, who is that with who is on the interstate?
Huh?
I said I can't hardly hear you because somebody sounds like they're on the interstate. Okay. Now I give you. Okay, what I'm saying is that Little Richard get paid to ride. I don't request nobody don't have to pay me to ride their bike because I bet heavy in the pot. When we ran that four horseman race, I bet a majority of the pot. I'm not like Little Richard and Jeremy Teasley and all these other hired riders. You don't owe me nothing. You ain't got to pay me nothing because I'm betting my own money. So if y'all paying Little Richard, that's y'all. I hope not. But I hope not. But if y'all do, I mean, that's on y'all. But Miss Bud, like, why you picking on me?
I'm not picking on you. You know I don't do you like that. You know you out east now. You know we team Caesar all day now. You know that.
Oh man, you know. Hey, you remember that time I saw y'all in Val Austin and I was in the trench coat, I was in the pea coat walking around the track, and I said, I got this the week after that?
Yeah, that's so enough.
Yeah. I said, I'm out here watching. See, I do my homework, too. People think I walk around just be playing a fool because I got blonde hair. I'm a black dude with blonde hair. I can't help. I was born that way. I got baby pictures, you know, but,
you'll be surprised to know a lot of people ain't going to say it, but you got quite a few more supporters than what you think you got, but you just got a lot of them that's not going to say they support you. But then when it comes down to when you get in the water box, when it comes down to their money on the back end, they're going to bet with you.
Yeah.
But on the other side, they ain't going to let you know it.
Yeah, I know they don't want to fuel the fire. And that's the bone I got to pick with Amy. You know, I got down there at Val Austin, and it was like, dog, I don't get no love. It's like everybody leaving me out to dry. I'm in this four horseman. Then I made it to the final round. And then, you know, it's like I ain't get no love from nobody down there. And I made it to the final round. They were still over there talking to Tackle Box and 205, and they lost. I don't get
I wasn't the she wasn't showing you no love. It just it's kind of hectic.
Yeah, that dude's
you know,
crazy,
we wind up getting there a little later than what expected.
Really
and,
late.
You know, really late. And then we just try to get some shooting that we had already scheduled out the way. And, you know, because I remember she had already mentioned something. I figured you early trying to get there early, do that shoot with you early, but a couple of things got in the way. We didn't get to make it down there early. It just had so many people trying to get her in, you know, she ain't but one person.
Yeah, and see, and that's what I don't like. I mean, when I hire somebody to sit on Caesar, I like to know that that person is only with Caesar and Caesar only. You know, she has touched the enemy. She has touched the cocaine bike. And cocaine bike, I'm here to say, is the enemy to Caesar. So with that being said, you're going to have to get in a business suit. You're going to have to get in a business suit to do a photo shoot with Caesar. Because I want
you. Caesar, but you know when it comes down to that money, we ain't got no haters when it comes down to that money. We just have to follow. Ooh. We got to follow the dream. We got to follow the dream. Ain't that right, Amy?
Amen. Couldn't have said it better.
Hey, I tell you what. Well, make it clap then. Make it clap. Oh, man, ain't nothing wrong.
But yeah. But I know Map event is on a Sunday because he's doing an event like every first Sunday of the month. It's called Run Day Sunday. And I know it's going to be a lot harder for a lot of people from out of town to probably attend that event, probably like some local events. But
yeah.
We just go there just to don't try to show our support because, he does, show up at a lot of events and participate. So, if the weather holds up, if anybody out there come out there, try to help and support him out in his little events he's trying to do himself because, a lot of us travel to support a lot of other people. So, by being on a Sunday, it's kind of hectic, but, he do show a lot of love to us, so, we try to give it back.
Yeah, true.
I mentioned about three weeks ago, man, how he show us a lot of love, but, when he, have events and shit, don't nobody really show up. So, when my bike come out, and whenever he has some, I'm going to be there to support him.
He travels a long way, to go to a lot of these events.
Yeah, I know. And then, without that video, a lot of people will be messed up in the head because we damn sure be wanting to see the, the racing and all that stuff.
Yeah, Chris, hold that thought for 1 second, man. We got a caller. He's been on hold here for a second, so we're going to open up the line. 6645, and your line is open.
Miss Bud Light.
Yes, sir.
This is Possum. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What's going on, Possum? Are you talking to Amy or are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Miss Bud Light.
I want to talk to you.
You know what, dude? I'm trying to get a date. But anyway, Miss Bud Light, you got your races lined up for VMT?
Nothing lined up yet.
You say again? I'm trying to line up a race with y'all's bike in Ike Turner. How y'all feeling about that?
That's usually where we're from. We're really going just to pretty much hang out. But, you can come by our trailer. We can see what we can do.
Yeah, definitely. I know Ike Turner. Definitely want to.
That's a street tire switch.
Yeah, street tire. Not just one day with Hancock Robbie.
Well, come out and holler us at the trailer. We can see what we can do.
Oh, well, most definitely.
If we ain't got about 12 of them, there ain't enough fried chicken by then.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
If Eddie Kane ever come to that thing later in the month, that Jungle trying to have, you think they got a good chance of winning?
If it come where now?
To the thing that Jungle Racing is trying to have down there in Huntsville at the end of this month.
You know what? I'm going to tell you that I have no faith in Eddie Kane. I don't like the way they crew carry themselves. They walk around the track like I don't exist. I don't care anything from them. You know, one thing about it, when you come to a track and you see custom cuts there, automatically you should come up to me and welcome me to the track. Don't act like I'm not there, Amy.
Don't do that. I'll make sure. I'll make sure I shout you out next time. I'll come up to you personally.
wow.
You hear that, Possum?
What's that? I missed it. What's up?
He's going to give him that personal attention.
He's going to get that what attention?
She gonna get custom cut that personal attention.
Oh man!
No, they ain't gonna happen. See, I had to get on one of my other crew members up at Piedmont for what he said to her. See, I can't be having that now.
I know that's right.
Hey, Papa, you ain't got no
custom
race
cut. Saying you'll race Eddie Kane.
In the quarter mile, I will run Eddie Kane. And you know what? I'll head up in the quarter mile. I'll tell you what, let's do this now. And I'm not talking because I done made a bunch of changes. October the 12th, Valdosta, I'm willing to lock in with Eddie Kane. But see, one thing about them guys up there, you can't give them too much of a heads up because they'll start swapping motors, swapping mechanics, swapping money. And I can't outrun them guys' money. I ain't got it like that. I'm a poor man. I cut hair for a living. Come on. We all know barbers don't make that much.
Hey, what's going on over there? Who you been?
Say what now?
Johnny Mapp.
No,
October 12th.
Oh, Dano. Dano.
Dano.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Eddie Kane, last time he came to Valdosta, he looked like boo-boo. And I'm serious. Am I right, Miss Bud Light?
No comment.
Amy, am I right? And you don't know nothing about a motorcycle. Am I right?
You know what? I'm learning about the bikes, okay? I just modeled them, but yes, you.
Well, when I see them in Piedmont, they told me they probably wouldn't come to Valdosta because they tired of traveling and not getting no races.
Oh, come on.
And that's too
okay.
far for them to be traveling.
Okay, Amy, I want to ask you one question, and I want an honest answer.
I will try my best. Go ahead.
Who made it to the finals in the four horseman race?
Why you gotta ask me questions like that?
You just said you get the answer. I mean, I want the answer.
But you gotta put me on the spot. I said I may. You know what? Honestly, I cannot recall. But I was knocked out. I was pulled off a chicken after all my photo shoots. So, you know, I had time to myself. If I could just excuse.
You know what? Tonight, Amy gets the big W-O-W. Wow.
You know, hey, Amy, who in Valdosta, who won that race? Who won all that money in Valdosta?
You talking about Richard?
Huh?
The cheater.
Yeah, he won. Yeah.
Wait, yeah. He know.
And you know what? I want to answer that question, but I know it's gonna bite me in the butt. But let's just say a lot of people were paid off.
You know what?
I'm the only man that's going to say something like that because I pay the cost to be the boss. I don't ride for nobody. I don't borrow no money for nobody. I pay to get my own motorcycle fixed and done. I'm the only man that can answer that question like that. That race was paid off. I wasn't going to win that race if I wanted to.
I know where you're going with the situation. Conversation, rather.
Yeah, you better ask somebody. I may act like a fool, but I ain't no fool.
At the end of the day, I enjoy this event. I wish they do a lot of them like that, though. That's pretty good, though.
Yeah, you're right. Y'all enjoyed it because at the end of the day, Custom Cuts lost. Yeah, okay. Yeah, y'all right. Y'all enjoy it. But if I would have won that race, man, they'd have had to fly me up out of that track.
That was the talk of the track. If they let you win, it was going to be all ace breaking.
Yeah, they didn't want me to win that race. I'm going to tell you, me winning that race is like Malcolm X marching down a white neighborhood. He was bound to get done in. That's how I felt, that race right there. If I would have won that race, I was going to get done in. My life was on the line.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, y'all saw that. Y'all saw all the heat that was on me. Y'all saw that. When I beat 205, he shocked the world. When I got ready to run Little Richard, he shocked the world when I beat him out the hole. But, you know, hey, I only let go of a button and the bike through the rest.
Guys, hold, we're going to interview one more time here, man. We got another caller here. This may be your call, because we're 3438.
Richard told us he was going to make you leave first.
Three, four, three, eight. Your line is open. Three, three, six, five. Your line is open.
What's happening, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Man, why are they still on this four horseman fool? That's gone and
know.
Dead, man. That's gone and dead.
Who anointed you the center of the radio show? Now let's ask you that. That's if you want to. I thought this was a free country.
All right. Man, find something else to talk about, man.
Let's talk about the last race that happened. Okay, let's talk about. Hattiesburg. Let's talk about Hattiesburg. That's the only thing we got to talk about, bro. It's been raining. It's been hot. Ain't no racing been going on.
Man, we'll talk about something coming up. Damn.
Man, how you going to just come on here and just tell me what to talk about? We talk about what?
You know what Teal's on? The only reason why he's saying that because he probably the man sitting at home with a fat stomach, with an Audi, with hair around it, and ain't got nothing else to do. Yeah, I mean, I'm like this, man. You know, this is a talk show. You know, if people want to talk about custom cuts,
clown.
You know, if people want to talk about custom cuts and find out the real reason why, you know, I took a L, you know, yeah, I want to tell them. They up here hyping Little Richard up, but the real truth is, you know, it was a lot of money floating around that race. And you know what? You know, all jokes aside, kills on. I heard this. All jokes aside, and I'm telling the truth when I tell you this. I heard somebody say that's too much power for one man to have, and they were talking about me. They said that's too much power. They said that Geronimo fight is too much power for one man to have. So we got to put an end to his look. And you know what, Amy, but Miss Budlight Line, y'all saw it.
What that came from, Coach Cut?
I heard that. No, they said that. You know what? I heard them in the corner. They said that's too much power for one man to be on. Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
And they took it away from me. Everybody saw me. And Miss Budlight Lyons, you said Richard said he was gonna let me leave. Did he say that before the race or after the race?
Before the race.
No, he didn't. Come on, girl. Come on. You know he didn't tell you that.
Hey, look, I'm just a messenger.
You know what? Okay. You know, that's your rider. That's your man. That's your man. That's cool.
I'm just a messenger.
Yeah, that's cool. But you know what?
When it comes down to racing, there is no side, whether he's our jockey or not, because anything can happen. Win, lose, or draw.
Hey, check this out. Anytime you got to raise vault, of course you're going to let a man leave. You already know what's going to happen. you heard me? And I'm telling you this one, what I know. I've been in this game a long time, bro. People wanted to make me look like a sucker in that race, but it didn't happen. I got more props out of that race than any race I've ran in my whole life.
I think more people more disappointed that they want to actually see Caesar. They want to see the Caesar bike, you know, even though, you know, that Toronto bike is a nice bike. But
hey,
a lot of people, you know, I know when I after that old cycle bike, a lot of people were surprised that you didn't ride that bike.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
and you know what?
That's the bike they want to see, you know, go down anyway. You already know that, right?
Yeah, you're right, Ms. Butt. Like, and I'm going to tell you this. The reason why I didn't put Caesar in there, because when 205 and Priceless came around to DTM camp, they said, we don't care which one of these turds you put in. Of course, I'm a black man, and I ain't stuck on stupid. I'm going to put the faster bike in there. Geronimo is faster than Caesar. And when they gave me that open door to put any bike in there, what would you have done?
I
I put that Big Bow in there, and that Big Bow made it to the final round. That Big Bow. Why I'm gonna sit there and try to blow up my motorcycle, which I'm gonna have to put it on kill to outrun either one of them bikes that was in there. Either one of the, you know, three bikes that was in there, I had put my bike on kill. I don't have the fastest high boost out there, but Geronimo, I believe in my heart, is the fastest high booster out there, pound for pound, and we'll approve it. If Lil Richard get his behind back on Katrina, neutral track, let's do it. One race, just like I did before that four horseman race, I called him out with Caesar. I called Katrina bike out with my bike, pound for pound, but 205 made that four horseman thing. If Lil Richard willing to do that with Geronimo, I do it.
Hold that thought, man. You got three lines popped up since you so let me open up the 3356. Your line is open.
Sam, cook on this motherfucker. Sam, come here. You know what it is. Hey, Miss Bud Light Line, you know I like you.
Hey.
I'm not going to say nothing bad. TC, I'm enjoying being you, dog. I'm enjoying being you, because everybody in the world, they're Rodney Willis attack me today. But
no,
you
don't
fucking right. To him. Who gonna get in his white ass? What I do? I don't fuck around. I fucking straight him down.
Hey, I'm gonna be up your way, Alex. I'm gonna be up your way this weekend. Show me some love.
Oh yeah, man. We do what we do, man. Cause look, hey,
so,
I told him I'm enjoying this kill zone and fucking cuz life the best they got.
Hey, Alex, I'm going to tell you one thing about me. I don't care if you stay in a single-wide, a double-wide trailer, or the project. Invite me to your place, show me some love, and you on my team. You can join my team.
Man, I got you. my son, Roy, he like that damn picture. That's the only damn picture he won't take down, a bastard. But, hey, I love fun, man. I love racing, and I love fun. But, man, you know, we... So T's ass up, man. Everybody act up. But just like,
yeah.
I heard you talking about little Shisher.
Yeah.
I told him, since he got the paper, and he bringing C's best bike, why we got to run in with our slow bike? Sam Cook is a bike that we take to the track and try to blow it up. But somebody's going to die because it ain't nothing. You know, because we heard some more white feelings the other day. We got in Teela and Kobe Adams. You know, everybody out there, Kobe walking around with his attitude, talking about we clowns. Ain't no way in the hell we can win. Then we tear his ass up. And then this team ain't even go over there and interview them about the race. Well, why the hell you ain't come interview my crew?
You ain't figured that out yet. It's a white,
so
it's a white man word. He ain't figured that out.
You telling me we left fun a little bit, beat the hell out of him at the eighth, and he ran me down to have a bite. What the hell, devil? You know what everybody gathered from that?
What's that?
That we faster than he thought. Because we had two or three more that say they was ready to whoop us. They've been calling me all week about what they're going to do to me.
Well, what's CJ talking about?
All of a sudden, everybody loaded up. And then, look, how are you going to run me down to have a bike, but you're going to change your damn jets after the race?
But Alex, what's CJ talking about on the internet? He's so quick to post everybody else.
That musty motherfucker ain't talking about nothing. What he need to do is take his religious beliefs and put some deodorant on his thinking ass on. Musty fat motherfucker. Yeah.
Hey,
you ain't where I'm from and all this and that. Motherfucker.
And basically what you saying, goddamn, when you beat Adam performance or whatever, you fucked up your other race. The other people they wanted to race out.
No, what after you and CC. And I like that. I wanna tell y'all I'm in y'all world now. And you know what? I was jumping and wasn't even a goddamn thing. I got to work, and I said I was going to the track, but I got too drunk to drive, and I couldn't go. I went to the cookout. They called me about the race, but look, everything good. But my son, a.k.a. Lil Duh, Alex Jr., don't give a fuck who he raised.
Okay, okay. With that being said, I will be up there Saturday. Can we do a little shaking down with each other for a couple of thousand every shakedown? I mean, I'm telling you, dog, I'll be in your backyard.
See, man, folks. I don't even feel like beating the hell out of you.
I'm able to travel anywhere in North Carolina the weekend. I'm telling you, though, we still gonna go.
45 minutes for me.
Man, that don't matter. No, yeah, I can travel. We're gonna be up there Friday night. We'll put the bike in a Winnebago. Dan's sitting on go.
I'm gonna go and see what we can go tie your ass up there, cause we down.
Yeah, because I mean,
we down.
That's what I like about you.
You're the only clown that will come.
Wait. First of all, let's do this right here now. All I'm doing, this is going to be some testing for money. I'm going to grudge rate you in a test pass.
Hey,
Jake.
I'm trying to tell you, you know, Freddie. I've been listening to Sam Cooke all day long on the damn DVD. I'm gonna call my boys right now.
Yeah, hey, look, you got my number.
You guys, hold on for one second, man. We got several callers here. We're gonna go on and open up the lines. So 2083.
What's going on, man? I heard him say a comment about there's too much power. You ain't never got too much power when you got a grudge bite. Custom cut. That's what he said.
Say what now?
I said I heard you made a comment saying that bike had too much power for one man to sit on.
Yeah.
You never got too much power, dog, when you're out here playing in the streets like that. I don't believe.
No, but see what you missed, what you didn't hear is that when I was walking by a clique of guys, that's what they was talking about. They said that is too much power, and I was like, you know, I said the same thing you said. I said that's never too much power.
I thought you said it was too much power for one man and him.
Richard.
I was saying
Richard.
Hold
it down. My fault. We want him. My fault. I'm gonna be quiet.
Which way?
We got another caller here, man. We're going to open up this line here. 0945. Your line is open. Your line is open.
Okay. What's that
for them? All right, let me try to open this line again. 0945. Your line is open. All right. Alex, Mr. Bud Light.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You carry on there, player. You carry on. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Hey, Alex. Alex, what up?
Hey, this is Ike, man. You found me a race yet?
This is Ike. No, man, I've been chasing white boys all day, man. Hey, man, my buddy Greg called me.
one of them bikes that ride, we're going to put a slick on. They want to run on the street tire. And I told them, hell no. Put a slick on it. Because I don't want no excuses. You know what I mean?
Alex, I need a couple of races. I got a long ride from Alabama to come up there.
Hey, we got some, bro. We got some. Hey, we're gonna get the Caddy bike and what's the name? Kilo.
What you want me to run? You want me to run both of them?
Hey, get what like. You know what I? Out. Yeah.
See, I'm coming to chill out. I'm gonna let Dusty set the pool on.
Yeah, don't nobody want to talk about our team. Real team, not a damn dream team, because we ain't dreaming. We really real.
Is anybody else in line?
I told him, I said, take Taco Box. Let Sam out on his own bike. They can't do that. Sam fat.
On what?
He might not be tall, but he round. And then they was acting up. You know what I mean? Like, man, racing crazy the way night. CC.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You really going to race us, though, for real?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, no jokes, man. You know I don't play games like that. You got my number. Just call me, bro. I'm going to be up there.
Man,
all right.
Well,
we'll
fuck around and blow the bike up, knowing we just need to fuck with no turn like you.
No, man, look. Let's be real about
man,
this thing. No, let's be real about this thing. You may sit here and call me a turd, but I'm one of the heaviest hitters in the game right now. On a low budget, work every day, don't peddle no kind of drugs or nothing.
Ike.
This is hard-earned money right here, bro.
Ike, what do we talk about every day? Ike?
Man, we not regular 9-to-5 people, man. Regular 9-to-5.
Hey, we good. We think about changing our race team to 9-to-5 races.
Man, I'm at work right now.
Hey, man, ain't nothing extravagant going out here. That's why the boy get mad when they come over there and they can't get but a $2,500 raise.
I heard Ike sell illegal fish every day now.
Well, I wish he would, because I need some of them thumb bitches.
Hey, let go of Red Snapper. Let go of Red Snapper.
Hey, I just bought him a new boat last week. I bought me a bigger one. We can go out further now.
Hey,
well, y'all,
I'm going
to say bye to everybody.
Hey, one thing about us, we have fun, dog. We enjoy this. We don't take it personal. We get whooped. Because Sam Cook going to get whooped sooner or later. I'm going to tell you that. But we've been rolling over them motherfuckers. I'm going to tell you. We've been rolling over. Superstars chasing us.
It's about time because Chris Moore was putting a can of whoop you know what on y'all.
Chris Moore was getting some very damn time. We really
head
up. Do you know that math?
You know, where is Chris Moore? He putting all these jet skis on Facebook like he in the jet skis now. We going to beat him to death.
Hey, look, CC, why you just said that? After you know how we fucked them up with a Motor Z10 on a BST All Out Grudge 14 with gas.
Custom Cuts is here. What's going on?
Hey, you said you had a little street bike, didn't you? The street town?
Yeah, stock wheelbase,
16 inches, how long it is?
It's stock wheelbase, stock, off showroom, stock. Stop swinging on everything.
You can't ride no damn stock wheelbase. All right. Clown.
Oh, you got a stock wheelbase, and then I heard you was talking the other week. You said you had a 6-8-inch wheel hand clutch bike, right?
Yeah, that's the little bike I had in Hattiesburg. It'll be out next week.
Hey, you got a hand clutch bike?
Hey, I tell you what we do. I got a stock wheelbase boost. And I got a 6-8-inch wheelbase boost. Why don't you come on down to State Capitol on the 24th? We can do this.
Man, let me tell you something. First of all, it's got to be a whole bunch of money for me to drive way over for some stock wheelbase action. That's almost 10 hours.
Hey, CC.
I pay for the gas.
CC, Yeah. Load that gum 68 inch bike. Cause we got a 7 inch bike. ZX10 and clutch motor. We'll beat the dog shit out of you for any amount of money you dream of.
Dream of. Hey,
you load that up, and it can be a whole bunch of money.
Listen, you beer belly wannabe racer. You can't beat me on nothing. And first of all, that's just a bike that I ride. That's a bike that I bracket race. If you really want to get down with it, get down. Beat me somewhere in North Carolina on Saturday, and let's do this doggone race.
Bring that bracket race bike. I don't know what the fuck you.
No, man, we
don't know
about
what
Caesar, dog. We talking about
and
black
Caesar. I go ahead and beat the hell out of you.
Oh, man, hey, see, you talking around. Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, it's Isaac again.
See?
I think you offered a street tire slider bike to break on a post on cycle bike. Can I get that same love?
I didn't even recall me offering that to you. I offered that to a sluggish 1000 that I know ain't doing nothing. That's the only reason I offered that to him.
Well, you remember a while back when my bike was in Hattiesburg, you remember you told me it wasn't all that impressive. That's why I figured it was the same thing. I just asked.
But you know what?
Hey,
once I
you know what it is? It's called lip boxing. It lip punching for a damn brain, do you?
Wow.
Well, I'll just meet the same track this weekend.
It damn lips beating the hell out of me.
You know, one thing about it, Ike, I'm going to give props what props do. When I saw how chubby you was and you got on there and you drove a tackle box down a quarter mile, I give your bike much respect. Because I say anything that can carry a fat man like that, it be tackle box. That's got to be fast. My friend,
well,
you have a fast motorcycle. Ike Turner, when you want to go to my camp and ask to borrow some red tape or whatever you ask to borrow, I'm like, every time I see you ask to borrow something, you know, your bike impressed me.
That's the first and only time I ever ask you for anything. What you talking about?
It's my fault. I mean, evidently it was a dream or something, but anyway.
Yo,
Chris,
let's get back on that radio stuff, man.
I mean,
what now?
I mean, hello, Custom Cuts. Can I borrow this? That is Ike's first words at the track. Anytime you get ready to meet Ike Turner, he will say, "Hello, my name is Ike. Can I borrow this?" That is
Ike. I asked you for one thing, and I've been knowing you for 3-4 years. What are you talking about, huh?
Hey, Ike, you know how we met, dog. I told you something on Psycho Bike. Come on, now you know how we met.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, man, I need. I'm just trying to figure out before I leave my house and drive these 12, 13 hours. And am I gonna be able to get me a race? Miss Bud Light Lion told me to come see her when I get up there.
They ain't gonna race no
car. Which race
you talking about? Right?
I'm going. I'm going to BMP to see some race.
Oh, okay.
All right, who am I talking to? Because we still might can make something happen. Which where you at? Like, what part of the country you in?
Custom Cuts ain't coming. Not
okay.
The BMP.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Custom Cut ain't coming.
Okay.
Who's the guy just asking me about which race?
Hold on, Ike. Why you running your mouth? Why you didn't come to Hattiesburg? And that was right down the road from your house.
Listen, man, I don't try to speak bad about anything, but I'm just not a fan of it. So I'm gonna stay away from it, and we just gonna leave it at that.
So how y'all look at
the
coming up there?
TZ, I got it. He ain't have a team with him.
Come on, man. Everybody know the reason why Ike trying to come up to VMP because he figured he in the safe zone. You ain't in the safe zone, brother.
Hey,
ain't nobody going to save you. Ain't nobody going to save you.
What are you talking about? Custom Cut. I'm running my bike. I'm trying to race, dog. What you mean the safe zone? I can race it. I can race down south. I can race Midwest. I can race East Coast. It don't matter. I mean, I ain't one of those people that's hard to race. I don't crawfish. I ain't trying to sell no dreams. It's a simple question. I ask for a raise, you say yes or no, and hell, we go from there.
Oh, I know you. Hey, look, I'm not giving nobody nothing. I mean, so you.
We haven't.
Okay, well, Alice, I started this whole conversation off with you. I'm going to be in your backyard. What can we do? And you talking about street bike. Come on, man. I'm in Page, North Carolina this weekend, and I'm going to tell you my exact address
look,
when I get up there.
Hey, it's one cabin. Ain't nothing wrong.
And you know what? I'm gonna give you this little hint right here. I'm gonna be in Speedy's at Speedy's home track Saturday, and I dare him to say something with here, Buster. I bet he won't come out to Fayetteville.
You want a Benson?
You know we'll probably go to Dunn or either Benson.
Benson. That same track.
Well, same way. It don't matter. I'm not from up there.
Don't waste your time going down to that track you just mentioned, because every time anybody got any power, they ain't going to get down through there. You don't want to go there. Rockingham has a grudge car race this weekend. Cars will be on it. Track will be perfect for your bike to test on.
Possum says, what track are you talking about? You talking about Fayetteville?
I don't talk about it.
You know, hey, Don, it's okay. Now, are y'all gonna be there? Are y'all gonna be there on Saturday? Alex, will you be at Benson on Saturday?
Yeah.
I don't know the Benson's open on Saturday.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say, Foster? You don't know if it's open.
I don't know the Benson's open on Saturdays. I'd have to check, but I'm only familiar with Thursday testing too.
Hey, you know the reason why? Because we renting it on Saturday. That's why.
Okay. That'll be another 8 mile track.
Well,
what you want to do business Saturday then?
Yeah. I mean,
y'all better pick something to talk to the boss. All I know is DTM said they're gonna have a track available for me to test, and I'm coming up there. Whether it's Fayetteville, Dunn, or that one that you can run both motorcycles down.
Find out where you're going.
No, I don't need to find out. I know where I'm going. I'm going to be in North Carolina. I don't need to find out nothing. My mechanic do that. Yes, sir. Am I speaking with Ike?
Yeah. Can I run the old season bike?
I mean, do you actually still have a team?
I don't need a team for that bike. I'm just asking. Can I run that bike? I ride the bike myself. I don't have no problem riding my motorcycle. If that's what you
know,
you thought once upon a time that I couldn't ride, and I'm gonna still play like I can't. But I will ride it if you can race me with Caesar. I don't care about the weight. I'm 190 pounds in my draw.
Okay, you want to race my big bike against you?
No, the old Caesar. It's set up the same way. Street top slaughter bike.
Oh, no, I don't have nothing to do with that bike. But I got Lil Caesar with a hand cut, a 08 bike. Yeah, y'all don't saw it. I had it in Hattiesbury, blew the motor up.
Hold the hell up. Motherfucker, you
all
got,
right. got a hand clutch bike. What do you need?
One in the brake and a quarter. I need one in the brake and a quarter.
I do that.
One in the brake. Okay. We have a race.
Is this a true hand clutch bike, or you got one of them throwaway specials in it?
No. I still have my lever over there. I have to let go of my lever. And how quick I throw it away, listen to me. How quick I throw it away is simply on my skill and level of riding. Bro, I'm one of the quickest throwaway clutch riders out there. I can throw it away
listen
on the bat of an eye.
You ain't answering my question. Is it an OEM clutch, or it's got some type of lockup in it? How about that?
No, it's it's got OEM springs, but the bolts are aftermarket.
I ain't worried about the bolts. It's a damn thing got a Gen 2 or a rock slide in it. That's what I'm asking you. If you don't want to answer,
no,
just text
no,
me.
It does not have a Gen 2 or a rock.
Well, you got one in the brake then if it's got a true OEM clutch in it. I'll do
that. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know, it is two races. Two races coming together, getting a race up. I get a lifetime one in the brake from you. Thank you.
All right, guys, we got five callers. We're going to open up these some of the lines. We've got five callers. 0945. Your line is open. All right, we got 0825. Your line is open. 0825, your line is open. All right, we got 2083. Your line is open.
Yo. Yeah, I was cut off earlier. I was talking to Custom Tub about that. That stock wheelbase bike and that 6/8 inch wheelbase bike you got.
Okay.
Oh yeah. What's going on, my friend? I wonder where you was. Where you went? I thought you hung up because you were scared. What's going on?
No, some kind of way when I kept talking, you and the light kept talking. On the 24th, you want to do that?
Where's the 24th gonna be at?
Then Chris,
hey,
got
you
been on the 24th?
Man,
Chris, don't you got a race on the
24th?
Yeah,
it's 1-0. You say, is that race going to be? Hold on 1 minute, Alex. Is that race going to be at State Capitol?
Yeah. Ain't that where it's going to be at, Chris?
Yeah, that's State Capitol.
Yeah.
I can't, yeah, man. You got... I mean, I'm 11 hours away from that track, 10 hours, you know, probably. But I can't come that far just to race a little street bike. I mean, do y'all got anything for my big grudge bike?
Yeah, we got something for that, too.
What you got? I mean, I need to know because.
It's a 7/8 inch wheel race bike.
Okay, I mean, you know.
What bike you going to run? You going to run your Caesar bike?
Yeah, I mean, that's the bike I own.
Okay, all right, well, we can do that too for whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you know, see, that's one thing I don't like about y'all cats over there. Y'all quick to say what y'all gonna do.
We can lock it up.
Y'all don't ever do. Yeah, okay, well,
yeah, we can.
I don't give a fuck which one of them jerseys you bring down here, Thursday. I don't give a damn which one you bring.
I'm trying to talk business right now.
Go on talk business.
Okay,
I'm
now,
you, I don't give a damn about damn one of them.
Am I talking to the rider or the owner? Do you have anything to do with these bikes?
I got nothing to do with them. I called you out with them, didn't I?
No, I'm trying to get it right, bro.
No, it don't matter. We gonna race. We ain't got to all.
No, because
that.
I don't went through this before. I'm always talking to a dude that stand
there
on the side. I need to know. Are you down? Are you
own
the bike? Do you own the bike?
Yeah,
you own the bike.
I own three of them. I own two of them. Two of mine, and then one Outlaw is mine. But then another one is for a friend of mine.
Okay, now, are you willing to do this? Let's meet halfway between that. Let's meet somewhere in Mississippi. Let's meet somewhere in Mississippi.
We can do that. Where you want to meet at Mississippi?
I mean, anywhere. You name the date. We can meet anywhere. It don't matter to me, but you got to give me at least 2 weeks to put everything together. But, I mean, you can't say, let's get next week.
Are those bikes your bikes? Or are those bikes somebody else's bikes?
Well, Caesar, I have the title right here. Matter of fact, let me get it. I have the title right here.
I ain't worried about your title.
You got a title to a third.
Well, I mean, you asked me do I own the bike. Everybody in the world know I own Caesar.
And you asked me to get out on your bike, and I told you, yeah.
I mean,
that's irrelevant. What are we going to do? You want to run this stock wheelbase bike, and you want to run this 6/8 inch wheelbase bike, and your outlaw bike.
Let's make this better than this. Chris, you have my permission to give this guy my number, and I want to see how quick he called my phone after this radio show go off to lock in this race. Chris, please give this guy my number. I'm going to say it out on this airway right now so he can have it and call me.
Can you bring that damn 6/8 inch wheelbase bike with that two hand clutch down here, and I put Ernest Brown on your ass, too.
Alex,
I got two raises for you. I want to run your big bike and little bike.
Alex, I already have spoken. I have spoken to you. I will be in North Carolina in a day and a half. So,
all right, well, bring the other bike,
too,
because, hey, there's
so
enough to make me say, fuck everything I was doing and come tie your ass up.
Look, be quiet and sip on the yeast until I get finished talking to this small crowd.
Oh, man, hurt my feeling, though, man.
Wow.
A lot of people been calling around gazing, man. Millions of people
Alex,
have been gazing,
Alex,
trying to find
Alex,
out what Cook's doing. But look, this is what I'm saying, you see.
Uh-huh.
How do we put 97,000 bike links on you? Don't tell it.
Okay.
Chris,
all right.
Chris. When your next race is in Mississippi?
Make that one going on.
You get on Travis' bike, Rick Flair, and tag your ass up.
Wait, what this man asking about when the next race is gonna be in Mississippi? You need to be asking about what's my number. Chris, tell this man my number right now. I don't care, man. Don't
hey,
ask what.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
I'm talking to that cat. They're trying to battle me in Louisiana or wherever he's from. His
name Ray J, man.
Huh?
His name Ray J. Something's up.
Ray J.
Hey, well, leave him alone, CC. I'm trying to get your ass served.
No, he's
talking
about
where it is. Yeah, hey. Talking about the real shit. Talk how stupid your ass gonna be looking coming back home.
Man, you know what? Hey, you know what?
Fuck you and
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this right here. I'm going to tell everybody. I know a lot of people listening out there to Custom Cut tonight. But if I lose to Alex on the East Coast, I can swallow that. But nobody in Mississippi, Alabama, or Louisiana would be able to take my title. I own GA right here. And I'm the number one booster around here. So, Alex,
I don't think you better keep that Mississippi Louisiana out your mouth.
Oh, man, what else? Y'all showed me what y'all had.
Stop talking and let's go ahead and lock something up.
One thing about me, I'm known, brother. I don't call nobody for no number. You call Chris and get my number. I ain't gonna call Chris for nobody. This is a top radio
that hooks up races for people to come in here to race to see the races.
I'm
asking you about your stock wheelbase and your 6/8-inch wheelbase bike. That's all I'm asking. All that other stuff is irrelevant.
I was born by the river. In a little pit. And just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time. Hey, who want me cook?
This man trying to hold out Louisiana and stuff, man. Ain't nobody really listening to you, dog. Ain't nothing over there with the horsepower.
Hey, Custom Cut, I'm gonna beat you with a 1000. I bought Stormtrooper from Pops. I'm getting it done now. I'm gonna run my flat slick straight up your ass as soon as it gets through. Okay, well, what you waiting on? Hey, be like Kills on told you. I gotta wait in line, man. He don't give me no special treatment.
Yeah.
I come in the order I got in the shop.
I tell you, if you have to put it on Stormtrooper,
I just wanna know one thing. Who the hell gonna whoop Trooper when they come back? Who's gonna whoop Stormtrooper when they come back?
They're gonna have to come down here for that one. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Sam got another surprise coming. Me? Or Bill? Sam get his fat ass up, I'm gonna whoop his ass. When I get Stormtrooper down south, me and you gonna battle every weekend.
Yeah, you already know I'm down for that.
Hey, Killzone.
But then what are they going to do when that new surprise come out? Possum, I want to embarrass you on that Possum bike, man.
Excuse me?
Hold that badge on that possum, right? That's why I told you, just wait, so I'm just trying to give you a little time to think about it.
I go to Benson tomorrow.
So, Cut, what are we going to do with that stock wheelbase and that 6-8 inch wheelbase, Mike?
Nothing. That motherfucker, his hand too soft to ride a stock wheelbase. Hey, it comes up. I told you, we got a fucking Motor Zig 10. The old shit out of you. What you want to do?
Cuff and Cut.
He's gone, man. Hey, Chris, call that nigga back. Tell that cousin ghost to come back.
Fuck.
Yo, huh?
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm here.
You say you ain't got shit signed up for next weekend?
Huh?
Chris, nope. Find out what he want to do that with that stock wheelbase bike. Find out how much money he want to do with that and that 6-8 inch wheelbase bike.
Okay.
I'd rather just go through you because I don't want that cat to be talking all left hand. I ain't with all that. I just want to race, man.
I don't even know why y'all asked that, man.
Hey, he said it's going to cost him a lot of money to come down there.
Why y'all put yourself through that?
Huh?
Why y'all put yourself through that, man?
I don't know, man. That cat, like, he run the world. I'm just trying to get to the big dogs.
I'm going to let Bobby, I got to get to the top,
so I got to start somewhere.
Yeah, there you go.
But check back with him by 2 weeks from now.
No, check back with him if he bring that
you,
the motherfucker down here.
Right
now.
Yeah, I got something to make a name for myself, so I think I get one of the guys that was in the four horseman race.
Sam,
yeah. I
if he bring that motherfucker down here, we're going to take AJ Bike and beat the dog shit out of him. He can bet
If he bring
that motherfucker to Benson, I'll go all the way to Wilson and pick up AJ if I can bring it back.
Alex?
Yeah.
Chris, once you hit that dude and ask him how much he want to do that race for, you just text me and let me know. Okay. CZ, he said he want to run somebody from the 400 race, but hell, this is a big event going on.
I want to try Cuff and Cut first.
He's the second man in line.
I want to jump over the other two cats and try him out.
Oh, yeah. You must have been racing all year.
Huh?
Have
I been racing all year?
Yeah.
I just finished my bike last week.
Oh,
okay. So, good right now.
He ain't even down all the way in. He good.
It sounds good. Look good on the dyno, so I figure I might be able to try it out.
Oh, that was up right there.
Yep. I mean, shit.
You coming down here for a piece of race?
Nah, I doubt it, man. I don't know. I'm still thinking about it.
What kind of bike you got, Chief?
Say what?
What kind of bike you got?
Flat split.
200 pounds.
77.
Yeah.
What you got?
You got a flat stick too, or you got a street top bike? I got a street top bike and a booster. But I can't mess with you. I won't try them other dudes. I don't want to try you out. I know you're a big
fella. Man, don't do me like that. This bike fresh out the shop. Y'all boy don't make me have a paperweight already.
I want to try to do.
Huh?
Damn. Kill Zone got a goddamn magic marker bike.
Permanent ink.
You get a permanent ink, man?
I got my own style, man. I could have put any goddamn paint job in the world on that bike. Yeah, but you know I got my own style and shit. So,
Alex, I know what I'm gonna do when we come up there. I'm gonna put possum fat ass on my bike and see if somebody races it in.
Oh, I got to go with that white boy. Let possum out on his own bike. And I get it.
Dustin got me straight, you know what I'm saying? Dustin been working on a couple for me, so shit. Long as them two right there come through for me, that justify my trip. But them 12 to 13 hours, a long way to go, boy.
Hey, we're going to put somebody. We didn't even bring flat out.
Shit, ain't no sense to bring flat out. If we don't get nothing with my bike, I know they don't want to. You know, fly, they scared of fly. You know what I'm saying? I know ain't nobody scared of my little bike because it's slow.
And then, man, you got mad they is. Hey, Sam.
Y'all shouldn't have no problem.
Why they got you bitches mad? Huh?
I can't even hear it.
Hey, why they got you both getting mad about old Sam Cook, man? You tell everybody out there.
That's it. That's just how it is, man, when you doing your thing and shit. But, hey.
All I know is that they can't get by Sam Cook. They damn sure want the rest of the world that's out there.
And then they wait. You got
that's like racing 101.
You got a lot of people got there. You got more people got there waiting on Sam Cook to lose and wait that motherfucker to win. I bet you that.
I promise you that. Hey, but we ain't passed no races, and Mr. Williford came out there today and put his application in, and we accepted.
Oh yeah.
I guarantee you, don't none of them make it to the big. BMF gonna stop whatever Sam Cook gonna stop. But Sam gonna pick it up with.
Hey,
Sam
hey, didn't
gonna
I hear
pick it up and place it into the
hey,
other
Alex.
Place you need to bring it to.
Hey, Alex. Didn't I hear somewhere on TV that Murphy bike supposed to be making an appearance there?
Who?
The Charlie Murphy bike.
That motherfucker ain't far behind. That's the one. They better be right. But you know, for real, the same mother owned the Sam Cook bike owned the Charlie Murphy bike.
Yeah.
That's why I be telling them, how the hell you think you going to tell them what bike to run? I mean, Sam Cook is something we go to the track and dog the shit out of. Dressing up once a year. Look, it's a low maintenance bike, man. It ain't my fault that we got a goddamn nice tree cut up and all that on it. It ain't my fault.
Shit, that's goddamn good to live. That motherfucking bike doing that much. Y'all got to freshen that motherfucker up once a year.
Once a year, that bike. That bike, hey, just like some one over there chain them big jets out. We even got about 100 shots on that bike. And that's goddamn boots.
We got two more callers on holding up this line.
That
we got 9316 your line, and then about 1740 your line is open too.
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Hey, what's up, Marshall?
Hey, what's up? Hey, everybody else?
What happened
to the clown that wanted to get in the Ford Shetland Pony race? You must not realize what it is, huh?
The what?
The four horse race.
It just keeps this.
Huh?
It just keeps this.
It's Marsh, man. It's outlaw on the internet.
I'm gonna say keep this a goddamn clown.
No, well, CC followed right behind Nelson. Yeah. Hey, Custom Cut gone, or he still on there?
No, I'm still here, my friend.
You still there? How you doing, Custom
Cut?
Well, what's going on, my friend? Can't everybody else be quiet and let me talk to one of my biggest fans? What's going on, my friend?
Your biggest fan would like to see you come down and try one of these Louisiana bikes out, man. You talking about Louisiana, Mississippi,
you got to go,
Alabama don't have nothing.
You got
yeah,
to go.
Yeah,
what
you
mean,
y'all keep saying that, come out there and try, got,
Louisiana bike. Well, hell, I can't dine that shit. Ain't nobody want to do that.
Wait, when did you come down? Wait, I remember you going to Memphis. I remember you going to
Memphis. You might not come, but take light with you. He's light enough to handle the damn lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good bike.
Shut up, Alex. That bike's slow.
Hey, when did you come down, CC?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind coming down, but I need some more reassurance that it's gonna be some races, man. Because all jokes aside, man, when you take these East Coast bikes off the trailer and y'all see them, it's like y'all go run, and I don't understand that, man. It's like, you know, if y'all ain't set up like us, y'all ain't got clicks like us. Don't back down, because we done came a long ways, man. That's what get a sour taste in our mouth by coming over that way. We
man. You're right. Hey, you're right.
You know,
they know what you got by now.
All jokes aside, man, the only thing we hear about y'all is that y'all strap a turbo on a stock motorcycle and think y'all bad. You know, man, we'll come over there. I pick four motorcycles over this way, including myself, and come over there and wreck shop on y'all. Man, y'all ain't got nothing that's running with us over here, bro. Y'all ain't got nothing.
Okay. But, hey, I understand that what you're saying, but the us part I don't understand. But when did you come down to Louisiana, though? I remember Mississippi. I just don't remember Louisiana. And
okay,
that's a five-hour difference, so I'm not sure.
Okay, this is the thing right here. Why don't somebody, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people listening out there, why don't somebody make a race, promote a race that's between you and between us, between you and between me, that they can promote, and we'll both
hey,
meet at that race track and run each other. And run each other. Man, that's a long ways, man. That's a long ways.
Think about the track conditions. Sometimes it ain't number shit tracks in the middle.
You think that? What I'm saying is bring your best package, bring your mechanic or whoever you need, and let's race. A lot of times, it ain't going to never be the perfect condition for me or you. It's going to be whoever can dial their bike in to run on that garbage track or that good track.
Yeah. A track can be shitty, but you can show tune a bike for a shitty track.
Yeah, but you know what? Louisiana, and I'm going to call you Louisiana because I don't know your name, but
that's good enough. I remember your biggest fan, though. I'm your biggest fan at the same time, though.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Biggest fan. But I tell you this right here. If you come to Valdosta and run me with a nitrous boost or flat slick, I will odd the money. And I'm going to tell you, can't nobody complain about Valdosta. Can't nobody. And it's been legends come there, Spider-Man, Headbuster, Caesar. I can't say Alex, I ain't never seen nothing over there. Ike Turner.
Man, we've been down there. But get what, though? Hey,
Alex, I'm just saying.
We got the same shit up here.
Yeah,
Rockingham, hell no.
Oh, no, not Rockingham.
Maryland, BMP, and Piedmont.
Yeah, I hate Rockingham.
Piedmont track go hard, though.
I'm going to tell you something, man. Rockingham, that's the biggest crack I ever seen going down the middle of a track. And Rockingham owner don't pay none of my bills, so I ain't worried about what he think about me. Yeah, I've seen some big cracks in that track. But anyway, Louisiana.
But it's better than Hub.
Well, yeah, Hub got his do's and don'ts, but can't nobody complain about Valdosta. But Louisiana,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you.
Doug said it was good, but look.
Valdosta is the closest thing to Maryland that you're going to get. Honest to God, true. It's best track in the South. You can't say a bad word about Valdosta.
The boys say that motherfucker right.
Thank you.
Don't leave BMP and Piedmont out.
But you got to look at
this. It was 90-something degrees out there that day. That track never let go in the heat of the day. Not one time.
We put bike over with a street car. But look, all I can tell you is this. CZ, please put that damn handcuffs bike in that trailer, too. Let me get Louisiana
off this phone line because I don't like his tone of voice right now. He sound like a sound like a school kid on a grown man's hotline. Let me tell you something,
yeah,
bro.
You got it.
Let me tell you something.
This ain't the porn site?
Well, I'm going to go. I'm out. Hey, but PZ.
It seems like everything's getting fucked on here, so go for it.
No, I'm saying all you got to do, look, I mean, please, give Chris your number and he will text me the number and we can link
Chris
up.
Has my number.
It don't take a big race for us to go, for any race to go down. I don't like waiting on big races. Let's do something on a test and tune. Like, I don't mind running on Friday. I work for myself, so Saturday mornings ain't nothing to me. I can take off or beat it. It don't matter. I'm not like Alex. I don't work at the paper mill 7 days a week. I'm not like Alex.
Well, I'm what am I do? I don't have it like you. I got to work at that paper mill as well. But this is my question, too. All I asked you was, where did you come at in Louisiana and race? I don't remember that. And if you just badmouthed and said you came to Louisiana and you couldn't get no action. So when did you come to Louisiana?
I said that.
I thought that was CC. That's why I was trying to figure out when did you come down.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, I never came to Louisiana. I would love to come.
Was you at the track?
Yes, I was.
What you were saying?
And I raced.
What you were saying, though?
On a booster, Orange Booster, Outlaw, 77.
The one that was spinning all the way down the track on the video.
And won.
Not for no money.
I don't know, man.
Every pass I made was for money, so what you mean?
I mean, you're talking like you're a big dog. I mean, what's your handle?
I'm a racer, cuz. I'm a racer. I don't sit there and talk shit. I'm a racer.
You can't knock Killzone. You can't knock Custom Cuts.
I'm not knocking nobody. So, I never got on the internet. I mean, got on the phone and knocked anybody. I called and asked a question because you said Louisiana ain't got nothing for you.
Okay,
but that was Killzone said that.
What would make you leave the state? We'll lead the state and come race up.
I do lead the state, but I can't. That's what I tell you. I can't make that race. I'm asking a question. There is another race coming up. Someone asked, where are you coming down? And that's it. I mean, it ain't no hassle about it at all.
Okay,
I mean,
what about Huntsville?
Cool.
No. What about Huntsville, Alabama? Can you meet me there? Huntsville, Alabama.
No.
I will meet you there and race you and lock it in tonight. Tonight with Chris.
I can't make that, CC. I don't have the bike to run you. I personally don't have it.
Who got it? I thought you were talking like you the owner. You told me you was the owner. What's going on?
You're right. I do own bikes. Me and you are two different everything. Everything about my bike and your bike is different. Me, personally, myself, and you ride is totally different. Again,
what?
I got on here.
You say you got an Outlaw?
I got rid of my Outlaw bike. I still got my screen.
You came on here and you said you got an orange Outlaw with a flat slick. Yes, you did.
I got an orange bike name is Outlaw.
That's what
Outlaw.
He said. Psycho bike name is Outlaw.
Oh, man, he need to change that to in-law then. He ain't got nothing wrong with me. He need to change that to in-law. I don't really need to be talking to you.
Actually, I do have something to run with you. You got a 16-inch bike.
No, but
that ain't yours.
Everybody know I don't own that bike. I own a stock 2013 booster with just a pipe and a stock clutch. That 08 booster that I had in Hattiesburg, I don't own that bike, but I got major access to it.
That's what I'm saying. You do have something you can't run me on. That's what I'm telling you.
Yes, I do. Let me tell you something, bro. Before you try to make a name for yourself, know who you're talking to. You think I'm the weakest link in this racing game, bro. You're talking to one of the top dogs out there, bro.
Yeah. Okay, top dog. You forgot? Remember, I'm the number one fan. I need you to sign my shirt when you get back. I need you to sign my shirt whenever I see you again. The number one fan.
I know you said something to Alice about, no, I don't want you. I want Custom Cuts. Bro, you got this whole game confused, man. You talking to one of the heaviest hitters out there, and I come for your throat. And when I snatch it out, I ain't giving it back.
Hey, CC, you won out of how many, though? I mean, I can understand what you're saying, but you won out of how many? A million?
Yeah, I'm the best, though. I'm the best.
Oh, you're the best. Okay. The question was, again, about the Louisiana thing, but you didn't say that. You said,
Cut, this is Michael Phil. You saying nothing in Louisiana. When you coming down there, you coming down there on the 24th then?
You know what, Mike Phillips, you really fooled me tonight, my brother, because I didn't recognize you without the harsh tone. But you know what, I'm going to tell you this, Phillips, and this real. As far as what I got pound for pound, ain't nobody outside of my team that got nothing to wrong with me. Now, listen to what I said. Ain't nobody outside of my team.
Man, he ain't part of your team. Don't even go that way.
No, you ain't gonna ride Geronimo. You gonna ride Caesar, and I'm not gonna ride Geronimo. I'm gonna ride another bike, and not the Angola bike. It's another bike.
Okay, I mean we definitely can do that, Mike. If you want to prove yourself, being a professional rider that you are, if you want to prove yourself against a grudge racer,
we not gonna race. For the stock wheelbase bike, that's a race. For the 6/8 inch wheelbase bike, that's a race. And the grudge bike, that's a race. So you, whatever you name, you know how you got to do it. You put 2-1 to my, the bet you call, and you can ask Chris. You got a bet, the bet that I throw up, and that's what you got to make it look like.
Do you ever come out of Louisiana? Where can I find you at? Where can I find you to race?
Me or somebody else?
I'm talking about Michael Phillips. Michael Phillips, NHRA pro rider extraordinaire.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Wait, Mike, I know you heard that. I know you just heard that now.
Okay.
Come on now. If I would have said that, you'd have been all over me.
I heard. What did you say?
He said you don't qualify non-racer Michael Phillips on NHRA. That's what he just said. I know you heard that.
Man, Michael Phillips is down on me. Wait. Phillips, don't let him twist him. We're this Marshall. I told him if he run the NHRA, he got to come out of Louisiana. The man just said you don't come out of Louisiana. But how the fuck you run the NHRA?
Me and Mike right there, cuz. You don't understand that.
I'm more keen than you and Mike is.
Man, stop co-signing. Flavor Flav, stop co-signing. Michael, we talking real business.
He's got something too, but me and you, we got the stock wheelbase bike, the 6/8 inch wheelbase bike, and outlaw bike. That's a bet. We can do that. That's a bet, though. It ain't got to be none of that other stuff. We ain't going to race, so we ain't going to race either. Yeah, you going to race, but I'm going to tell you, I was in Hattiesburg.
I was looking for you. You wasn't in Hattiesburg. You could have had yourself an easy win then, but you didn't show up.
Talk about Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg in the past. We talking about what's coming up. The 24th, that's right. All that other stuff is irrelevant. We're going to race. If you want to talk shit, then
don't get your hopes up, man.
Okay, look, Mike, Chris, Killzone, all y'all, I got to get off the phone because Amy is, like, beeping in right now. Amy, hold on. I'll be there in a minute. Hold on.
That's all right. Whenever you get ready, I got something for y'all. And
Sherman,
I want you to come on the 24th, too. You got a guarantee race. I'm
going to
holler at you, Chris.
All right, guys. We done ran over time. So with that being said, we're going to pick back up next Wednesday, man. I want to wish everyone a safe Independence Day, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, guys.
Peace. All right.
Peace.